Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Outside of the Cowboys, what was the number one thing of note or biggest takeaway from yesterday's games? Usually I kick this immediately to you guys, but today, if you will, if we can fire up cut number 23, please. This was my number one takeaway.
Now a second down and 15 from their own 32. Ball in the left hash. Bucks working from our left to right. Chris Godwin in motion again to the right. Brady takes a gun snap. Quick throw near side. It's picked off. Janoris Jenkins. 15, 10, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown. Janoris Jenkins. Pick six.
That was Mike Evans' fault, by the way.
Well, I choose to ignore that fact, and maybe he shouldn't have been playing because he was hurt. And this is all because, like, I hate Tom Brady anyway, but especially after he scored the first touchdown and we're starting on our text chain, Mike is like, Tom Brady's the GOAT. And I know Reggie said I'm better than this, but honestly, I don't think I am better than this. More like TB 0-12, am I right?
Yeah, you could have come up with something.
Okay, well, I spent no extra time thinking of anything. I was so happy to see sad Tom Brady.
What about defensive touchdown, Tom?
Ooh. You guys just wait till next week. He never loses two in a row.
Okay. Honestly,
isn't he like 4-2 in season openers or something like that? Something
okay, weird. That feels like way
he's
too
only
low.
Six?
Yeah. That feels
hold on, old. Give me a minute, I'll find the number.
Definitely feels like an incorrect statistic. But if nothing else, a lot of people have tabbed like these as two of the best, if not the two best teams in the NFC. And to see the Saints beat down Tampa Bay, yeah. I think it was pretty emphatic for them. That might have been my biggest takeaway of
especially, Tom Brady. Especially without Michael Thomas playing well and getting rolled up on. So, like, Michael Thomas was not as frequent in the game as you typically see him or as involved at all. It was 3 catches for 17 yards for him yesterday. And I think, Kevin, when we talk about the best teams, one thing that you saw that Tom Brady – I don't know if he just didn't realize it or if he thought, oh, it's not going to matter that much. But everything else that Bill Belichick does with that football team matters. And so when you see errors on special teams and all those other little details that go by, they don't go by with Belichick-type teams. And so that's one thing is he now has to realize, okay, I have to be even more exceptional to carry this team because our coach doesn't have the same attention to detail, or our coaching staffs don't have the same attention to detail we had in New England.
You ready for mine?
Yeah, I'm ready for yours. Let's do it.
I was the only person at the station to pick the Rams to win. Literally listened to everybody pick the game.
Yep.
The morning show.
Yep.
Our show.
Yep.
G-Bag Nation. And I didn't get to hear Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk, but I know Zach is picking the Cowboys to go 16-0. So
carrying on your tradition, Corey.
I will say I don't like being right. I had a new friend come over on Saturday who I met, and he's a big Tolo.
Oh.
Alex is his name, listening probably right now.
What's
and
up, Alex?
Big Dallas Cowboy fan. And I said, look, I hope I'm wrong because he heard me pick the – I thought it would be a different game. I thought it would be 31-27. So I thought it would be more like a very high-scoring game that the Cowboys just couldn't score enough. I didn't know at the end it'd be 20-17, but I felt like this was going to be a very tough game. And so for me, my takeaway is I'm okay. I picked them to be 10-6. I'm still going to pick them to be 10-6 because I had this game as a loss.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better because I am exceedingly concerned about yesterday's game. Corey, number one takeaway from the weekend.
From the entire weekend is that Cam Newton is back, baby, and he looks fantastic. He looks like he's in great shape, man. Kevin,
Can I tell you about his outfit?
What?
Okay. Oh, he looked like the man in yellow from Curious George.
Okay, that is not what he was going for.
Clueless.
He said, we came up with yellow because we felt as if it's in some ways Resurrection Sunday.
Mm.
Huh.
That's a strong parallel he's trying to draw
there. He's all like right. Jesus.
That being said, he was 15 of 19 for 155 yards, 75 yards running for 2 touchdowns. He looked effective, and again, that is Bill Belichick saying, what does my quarterback do well? How can we give them opportunities to do what he does well? And he didn't have to power over people. He could if he needed to, but he was quick and elusive. And, Kevin, I'm sorry, but the Brian Flores project did not work out this weekend. Would you like to blame that on Fitzpatrick first?
I would. Okay. Honestly, Corey, I was really hoping that you'd get the Fitz magic for the first couple of games of the season and just come out of the gates blitzing and upset the Patriots and really put your stamp on it. But instead, we made sure that Fitzpatrick's stay as a starter in the NFL will be capped at 2 games. So he went ahead and got this awful game out of the way, and then probably he'll have another terrible game, and then we can just move to Tua, and we can get the march to at least 7 wins going.
First of all, he threw the ball 30 times, and there was only 7 times where the ball wasn't caught by a person on the field. That's pretty impressive.
Well, the 3 of those times, it was by the wrong team.
Very catchable ball. Now, the next thing is this is what Fitzmagic does. Like, right when you think he's dead and you're like, we need to go to the rookie or we need to go to the backup, then he throws for 400 yards the next game. And then he has 2 games where he throws for 175 and 2 picks. And so I would wait. I just wouldn't go to Tua T in week 3. I would give that some more time, at least 4 weeks. I'm not saying like I just think that you need to give Tua T a little bit more time to see things and maybe even a little bit more time for that hip to keep getting better and better and better.
I do have a question about, and this goes back to the Cowboys game specifically. Should the Cowboys try to catch deep balls, or should they just do what Tom Brady's receivers do, and that is allow defensive pass interference? Because Tom Brady's the best at throwing the ball about 30 or 40 yards down the field and his receiver drawing pass interference. So, like, should Michael Gallup have been trying to catch that, or should he have just been trying to attempt to draw pass interference on that play?
Honestly, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I want to avoid the Mighty Ducks.
Take the ball, act hurt?
Yeah,
okay.
The Mighty Ducks strategy. I really want to avoid that, so I'm fine with him going to make that.
It's just like Breeze and Brady, the great quarterbacks, know how to throw their receivers into defensive pass interference, and I don't know how to explain it.
From the 214. Man, this is a very worthy entrant into what was the most important thing you saw over the weekend. Gardner Minshew is going to fend off Trevor Lawrence. All right, in case you don't know, I have a $50 bet with my brother-in-law at 150-1 odds that Gardner Minshew will win the MVP. So if he does, I'm out $7,500. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but what I do know is you can make a really strong argument that he is the leading candidate thus far. He went 19 of 20 for 3 touchdowns, and they beat the Colts. By the way, it has been confirmed this morning Marlon Mack is out for the season.
Naheem Hines time.
We'll pick up Hines.
So the concern was that he had a season-ending injury. Mm-hmm. That has been confirmed. But, man, I thought the Jags would win 3 games all season. I did not think that they would come right out the gates and win this game.
I mean, they're a third of the way there.
That's true. That is true.
My biggest pickup was actually from that game as well, which is apparently Phillip Rivers is actually cursed because we got the Phillip Rivers situation, right?
Yeah.
Down a touchdown, length of the field to go. This time he had a little bit more time. I think he had like 4 minutes to go. But, yeah, same situation. Everybody put him in a situation where now you got to go and throw the ball down the field to get the win.
Did he throw 3-yard passes like Dak for 7 straight plays and waste a minute and 30 seconds?
How?
You're never going to give that up, are you, Mike?
I mean, it did just happen yesterday, so I think that's
dump it down because I thought we had plenty of time. Like when we got the ball with one timeout and the 2 minute warning, like we have plenty of time. Until I was like, "Hey, 4 yard passes aren't the best decision here."
Yeah. Well, and that was – I think at some point, Kevin, I looked up and I saw that Gardner Minshew was 5 for 5 for 15 yards. And yeah. I was like, that – hold on, that's not good. But, yeah, no, that's that was a frustrating thing, Mike. Was it 6 plays that it took to get – before they said, hey, let's load it up?
7 plays for 25 yards, which took a little – it took a minute. I forget minute and something. But that's when, you know, obviously the Gallup throw was a beautiful throw. But at that point, is like, we have to start throwing the ball down the field. That being said, I don't want to put that all on Dak because all of a sudden the offensive line was getting blown up on that last drive. So there was part of Dak where it was very tough to just sit there and wait for a guy to get 15 yards down the field because he was probably nervous that another protection was going to break down. But I just thought, I get it. You have time, so you don't have to throw the ball 20 yards every time. But if you do just throw the ball 2 to 4 yards every time, then that clock will be eaten up quickly.
Did you look going into that drive and think the Cowboys are going to win this game?
You know, thought they had a chance. I didn't say, yes, that we're going to win, but I thought, we have a chance here. We have the time left.
Both of you guys did almost the exact same thing where I could tell immediately the answer wasn't definitely yes, but it also wasn't no. You both were like, oh, I don't know if I did think that.
I didn't know. Based on what I had seen through the game, I thought they could drive down the field and get it. And I've seen Dak do that before. I mean, Dak with the ball with 2 minutes – the dude has done some special stuff before. We've seen it happen. But I just didn't feel like they were effective enough downfield throughout the game to get the play they needed. That being said, the Gallup play was the play they needed. And I still disagree with the call because, I mean, he had his arm wrapped up. He had his arm curled around his arm. And so, yeah, if there was a little extension, he was pulling away from the guy. But I didn't agree with that call at all, and I didn't like the timing of it. I felt like that they could complete the passes and get down to at least tie it. I really did think they could get
or would we if we'd have got 4th and 3 on the 10 with like 20 seconds to go, do you go for it there and not tie the game?
I think they would have kicked it. I mean, I know in the past 100% they would have kicked it, but I still think they would have kicked
analytics
it now.
Say you go for it.
All right, so that
well, the analytics say we won the game.
That being said, yeah. That play, that fourth down play, and McCarthy says the analytics tell you to go for that. Are you upset about that? I loved it. I loved the idea. I loved the play. I liked the way that it was drawn up. The Rams made a good defensive play to stop CeeDee Lamb, who wasn't far enough. And I'm not going to blame that on Jarwin for not going deep enough into the route because he was trying to take out essentially, what, 3 different defenders on that play, and the defender worked his way around 2 of the guys. So I'm not gonna kill him for that. The Rams made a really good play to stop that from happening. I would like to see CeeDee Lamb a little bit deeper because I hate throwing shorter than the sticks. If you're going to go for a play, I hate throwing shorter than the sticks.
I can agree with some of that, and that's why I don't want to be too harsh on it. Was a horrible decision or it was a good decision. I think these are the decisions that make or break your career as a coach, if you're good or bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, and is it fair or unfair? You make the decision. I would have kicked the field goal there, and here's why. Here's all of my things that don't go into analytics. It goes to actually watching a game and having humans play it because this isn't playing cards. When you have an ace, the ace doesn't turn into a 7 all of a sudden. You're like, what the hell did you do, card? And the card's like, I'm human. For some reason, I'm not an ace today. Is you have to take in all the human aspects of this. And luckily, our defense did step up from that point on. But I thought, tie the game up, because if they go down and score a touchdown, remember, as much as we can get mad at the refs on the Jalen Ramsey call, and that's we deserve to be mad, Cowboy fans. We got a turnover because the refs missed a whole – I mean, it was the most blatant hands to the face of a quarterback you'll ever see, and they didn't call it. So our turnover that we got, the refs gave that to us.
But can we talk about the turnover? Y'all want to talk nice to Cheeto?
Cheeto.
Sure. Talk
Cheeto
nice to Cheeto.
That was a nice little catch there. I liked it.
And so I thought, tie the game up, because if they go down and score a touchdown the way I felt like they were the whole game, I was like, man, the only reason they don't have – 5 touchdowns right now is because they're undoing themselves. Not that we're actually making big time plays defensively at this point. So I thought, tie the game up. That way, if they go down and score a touchdown, the game's not over. Because I thought, if we don't get this here and they go down and score a touchdown, the game's over. We're done. And so that's why I thought, hey, kick the field goal, make it a tie game, because if they go score a touchdown, we still have a chance to come back and tie it up. Or if you wanted to go for two because you're scared of your defense late in the game and you want to just try to be like, do or die on this two-point conversion, I have no problem with that. But I just was worried that they would go down, score a touchdown, be up by 10 with about 4 minutes to go, and then the game would be over.
I'll say this too, like, wanting to know what your team's made of, wanting to see what it's all about, like, that's something Mike McCarthy didn't get a chance to do early in a preseason. He got an opportunity to do it. He's going to go for it on fourth down. We've been begging for a coach that's going to do stuff like that for a long time, and he's the kind of coach that will do something like that. But trying to see what your team's made of, trying to swing the momentum in your favor, that's what he said he wanted to do. He said, I want some momentum. Dak said that would have changed the momentum of the game, and they kind of found their groove in the second quarter, and then they were trying to figure out how to get it back in the second half. It just didn't show up that way. And, man, give the Rams some credit, too, for pressuring Dak Prescott a lot throughout that game, and the Cowboys for not being able to block it.
By the way, DallasCowboys.com or SeatGeek.com, limited numbers of tickets. They still haven't given specifics on how many tickets. Maybe we can ask Steven that at noon. We'll be on sale at noon today. Tickets will be limited to six people per game for the Cowboys-Falcons game this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.